Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text is the Holy Gospel from Matthew chapter 6. This is the second time in the Trinity season that we have heard our Lord's words, "You cannot serve God and money." It was the ninth Sunday after Trinity, and the context was the parable of the dishonest manager. Luke placed these words in a series of kingdom parables. The evangelist Matthew placed these words within our Lord's Sermon on the Mount. He placed them strategically before Jesus' exhortation to us not to be anxious about earthly things. It seems particularly appropriate that we should focus on these words today in light of all that has gone on around us, and especially in this congregation. A year ago, Pastor Sutton scheduled me to preach on this Sunday with this same gospel reading. I began by referring to a comic strip called Pearls Before Swine, and it had to do with worry. Somewhere along the line, I also saved another of Stephen Pastis' Sunday strips, and the two characters, again, are Rat and Pig. Rat has set up a booth where he dons a Swami's hat and calls himself the Great Bubini. Pig approaches and asks, "What are you doing, Rat?" "Predicting the future, just $5. Pig asks, "Oh, tell me what tomorrow will be like." "Tomorrow will be bad," replies the Great Bubini. "Uh-oh, what about the next day?" inquires Pig. "Bad, day after, bad, day after," and Rat cuts him off. "Bad, bad, 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 bad." Pig looks dismayed as the Great Bubini answers, "Predicting's never been easier." Comic strips often give us more insight into ourselves than we realize. We worry about the future, and why not? The Great Bubini seems to have summarized it quite well. There is so much bad that might happen to the world and to us, even though it has not yet happened, but we are sure that it will be the worst. It will be bad, bad, bad. Most of our worries centers in worldly attachments. Our Lord strikes at the heart of our sin. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. To serve is to give an undivided allegiance. It's first commandment stuff. God alone, no one, nothing else. It is, as Luther teaches in the Small Catechism, to fear, love, and trust in God above all things. To be devoted to one, to despise, or to consider of little value speaks about what we worship more than anything else. Not all worship happens in a sanctuary. What you consider most important is what you worship, and most of that takes place outside of a sanctuary. That is your God. All that is summarized in that one word from the Greek text, mammonas, mammon, which is a transliteration. One cannot worship God and mammon at the same time. One cannot have both. Therefore, Jesus says here, causal, a reason. It lays out the rationale for what he says next. If one has the true God, then one has no reason to worry, to be anxious about one's life, because this God will see to all the necessary things of your life. Our sin is that we worry about these things that are attached to our lives. They get between us and God. Hence, our worship goes amok. We Lutherans have never included the Apocrypha in the canon of Holy Scripture. In other words, these books that were written between the last Old Testament prophet Malachi and the arrival of John the Baptizer, really the last Old Testament prophet, these books are not on a par with Holy Scripture. They are not inspired. We derive no doctrine from them. And yet Luther deemed them worthy of reading and meditation. And he included them in his translation of the Bible of 1534 into German, writing a preface for each one. These authors are not on a par with the inspired writers of the Bible, but they have good things to say. For example, in the Wisdom of Sirach, sometimes called Ecclesiasticus, not to be confused with the Old Testament book Ecclesiastes, is wisdom literature. It reads very much like Proverbs. For example, this passage from Sirach advises, "Jealousy and anger shorten life, and anxiety brings on premature old age." Anxiety makes us age faster. It's obvious from those photos taken 5 years ago. Anxiety also robs us of sleep, which God intended to refresh us and help us relax. Also in Sirach, there is this passage about a father who worries about his daughter. It says, "A daughter is a secret anxiety to her father, and worry over her robs him of sleep. When she is young, for fear that she may not marry, or if married, for fear that she may be disliked. While a virgin, for fear that she may be seduced and become pregnant in her father's house, or having a husband, for fear she may go astray, or though married, for fear she may be barren." Did you hear that connection of worry and the lack of sleep? Judging from the endless TV ads for mattresses and pillows, for pills and fragrances, Americans have trouble sleeping. This Jewish father worries. Everything that enters his mind about his daughter causes him anxiety. Parents know this. One can't control what happens, but one certainly gives in to worry nonetheless. While this is a what-if situation, there are anxieties that are definitely real. What is my child being taught in school? Will it harm his Christian faith? Who are the big influences in her life? What about that spot on your skin? What about your long-term economic being? Will I have a job next week, next month, next year? And of course, there is the elephant in the room, the COVID. The media keep whipping up fear by playing the role of the great Bubini, bad, bad, bad. We have anxieties in this congregation. No one was prepared for what happened. The normal has changed into something for which none of us can yet see the end. Only God knows. You and I cannot see any farther than today. 3 times in this reading, Jesus says, "Do not be anxious about your life, your clothing, your food." These are all imperatives and can be construed as law, but they are also gospel. You are worth more than anything on this earth. You belong to God because Christ Jesus has redeemed you, body and soul. Body and soul. Therefore, Jesus says, you can stop worrying. It's unnecessary. It merely makes your life miserable. The sin of Adam and Eve brought about a fallen creation. This means natural disasters, wars, diseases, and other evidences that this creation is winding down. Yet our Heavenly Father has not ceded control of it to any other. It is not spinning out of control, out of God's control. And mankind certainly is not able to wrest it away from God, try as it may. That fact should comfort us, not make us afraid as so many henny pennies shout, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. All things remain firmly in the hands of our Heavenly Father, in spite of what the so-called experts blather. Throughout this reading, Jesus underscores the role of your Heavenly Father in managing all things for your good. Perhaps you are already answering silently, well, that's easier said than done. Of course, of course. Who would dare to dispute that it's easy? Anxieties simply do not disappear. They keep coming, especially when we lay down at night to go to sleep. You and I are assaulted by them constantly. Satan attacks us every day with those thoughts which creep into our brains, thoughts of doubt and unbelief. And we're like that father in Sirach. We ask, what if? What if? Some things will not turn out well for us. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Our final good is the kingdom that God has prepared for us through Christ Jesus. We are to aim and fix our sights on Christ, and so that we do not lose sight of this ultimate good, Christ tells us not to be anxious. Don't be distracted. He has everything in His hands. Look at the birds of the air. Consider the lilies of the field. Look at this created order and see that it doesn't worry about today or tomorrow, but simply continues at God's command. A couple of months ago, we were told to stop feeding the birds because of some disease that was making them behave strangely. And I said to myself, well, God has to feed them. He will feed them. He always has. So I felt better about taking down the bird feeder. Your loving Heavenly Father knows what you need, and He has promised to provide it. If He does it for these birds, He will do it for you. Centuries-old Latin expression is helpful. Ora et labora. Pray and work. I speculate that it may have come from these words of the Apostle Paul from Philippians 4. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. You know those last words. They're spoken at the end of every sermon. We continue our Christian vocations in spite of what would otherwise disturb us. Let God be God. And He will bring a joyful end to all of our worries and anxieties when our lives are over and we are with Him in glory. By praying, we commend all our worries, our anxieties, whatever you wish to call them, into the hands of a faithful God who has never lied. Then look to the cross of Christ and see there God's righteousness given to you as a gift, unearned by your worry. Then look to the empty tomb. Christ is risen from the dead. His resurrection proves that He has won the victory over sin, death, and hell. You have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection. The Holy Spirit's work involves convicting us of sin. Worry needs to be confessed for the sin that it is. Turn from your anxiety and receive Christ's forgiveness. You are an heir of heaven. You belong to the Father in heaven. No sheep belonging to Christ can be torn from His hand. Believe what God the Holy Spirit speaks. Remember your Lord's words spoken here. Look to your risen Lord Jesus. He will not abandon you, even if there are anxious days and nights. Never forget that. Pray and do the work of a Christian. And trust your days and burdens to God's most loving hand. He cares for you while ruling the sky, the sea, the land. For He who guides the tempests along their thunderous ways will find for you a pathway and guide you all your days. O blessed heir of heaven, you'll hear the song resound of endless jubilation when you with life are crowned. In your right hand, your Maker will place the victor's palm, and you will thank Him gladly with heaven's joyful psalm. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.